The question is that if Azan is being called out on one side and on the other hand we have all these things, so what is better in between them, Azan or all these things?
Well, let me explain this. These invocations of Qahr, they shouldn't be compared to each other. To comment on a particular ruling, we can say that whatever is in Quran will be classed as dhikr of greatest excellence, right? Quran possesses dua, it has istighfar, it has tasbih, dhikr of Allah. Now, nafil you can offer anytime. You can invoke tasbih anytime. Do dhikr of Allah anytime. And you can make dua anytime you want.
Right.
One is not bound to make duas mentioned in hadith only. Like, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah.
Okay.
Or if it is mentioned in hadith, Allahumma afini fi badani, Allahumma afini fi sam'i. And you only have to read this. Or say it is mentioned in hadith, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-baras wal-jununi wal-juzami wa sayyi al-asqam. Can we make dua other than these mentioned in hadith?
Yes.
Can we make dua in our own language or not? Yes, of course we can. It's not an Islamic ruling. But you can only make those duas which are mentioned in hadith. If it was the case, then one wouldn't be able to ask anything except mentioned in hadith. It would be just like that a person is in need of something, but he's keep on asking something else. So there is no such ruling at all. Of course, a person should ask a dua according to his needs. Actually, the main idea behind making dua is to ask from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do dhikr, to remember Allah. This is the main idea behind making dua. So doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be performed by making dua in your own language or making specific duas mentioned in a hadith. The main purpose is achieved by both. The factor of excellence is separate, but it doesn't mean that you cannot do anything else. Which one is the best Salat ala Nabi?
Durud Ibrahimi.
Durud Ibrahimi. But whenever you mention the blessed name of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, do you always recite Durud Ibrahimi?
No.
You say Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or alayhi salatu wasalam, or alayhi afdalu salati wasalam. These words are not mentioned in hadith.
Yes.
Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam did not teach Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Durud Ibrahimi is in hadith. Then whenever you mention the blessed name, then you should recite Durud Ibrahim. But no one does this in the whole world, number one. Number two, when you make dua, then it is mentioned in hadith, أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. Now, what is the best form of dua? That is, Alhamdulillah. Do you only make this dua or you also make other duas in your life?
So many.
You make, don't you? Right? Now, for example, someone's father died and you go for ta'ziyat and you say that your father has passed away and I will only make the best form of dua, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Imagine what would be the reaction, and you're making the best form of dua.
Right.
So you change wordings according to situation. And another point is, if the best form of dua is Alhamdulillah, then the question arises, why many other forms of duas are mentioned in a hadith? When Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said the best form of dua is Alhamdulillah, then why other duas which possess less excellence are mentioned in hadith? This clearly means that possessing excellence is meant something else. Whereas you can ask many other forms of duas too, right? What is the best form of dhikr?
La ilaha illallah.
Afdal al-dhikri la ilaha illallah. Best form of dhikr is la ilaha illallah. Can we do any other form of dhikr or not?
Yes, definitely we can.
Why one should do that? When the best form of dhikr is la ilaha illallah, then why one should do other forms of dhikr when there is the best form available? What was the need to mention other adhkar in a hadith? That clearly means that one can do various other forms of dhikr too. In the existence of best dua, you can still make many other forms of duas. And what is the best form of worship? That is salah. The best form of worship is salah. Then why nafil salah and other forms of nafil worship is performed? But nafil are performed. The way best form of dhikr is la ilaha illallah. On the other hand, Quran itself is best dhikr. If you can recite Quran, then why do we invoke other adhkar? We don't do comparison between the two. One which has more excellence and the other has less. When you make dua, you also recite the one which has more excellence as well as the other. Same is the case with dhikr. You do dhikr which is afdal as well as the other. When you do worship, you do excellent form of worship as well as other forms. So So in short, what you should remember, there isn't any specific ruling in this regard, that you only have to do something which is more excellent and you will leave which is less in excellence. I don't understand why some people stick to this, you have to just make a specific form of dua and you cannot make any other dua which is not mentioned in a hadith. Anyone thinks this way, I would say it's just a lack of knowledge, nothing else. Really, unfortunately, those people who mention such things, to be honest with you, they do not have proper understanding and knowledge. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In times like pandemic, we should remember more and more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of wasting our time.